Hello again, friends, and welcome to another hour of Loving Entertainment. I'm your host, Corey Walker, and I invite you to join me around the old part of the radio for another trip back down memory lane. Valentine's Day is almost upon us, and so I thought I would bring you a couple of Valentine's Day-themed radio plays from the Golden Age of Radio. The first episode is from the series Duffery's Tavern, a popular series that I frequently overlook for some reason. The series ran from July 29, 1940 until January 18, 1952 and aired on CBS, NBC Blue, ABC, and finally NBC. Duffy the proprietor was never seen nor heard. The tavern was run by Archie, played by Ed Gardner, and was, quote, where the elite meet to eat. It was supposedly located in downtown Manhattan at 3rd Avenue and 23rd Street and catered to the Irish working class. Today's episode is titled Mystery Valentine and was first heard on the evening of Monday, January 26, 1951 on NBC. Enjoy the laughs.
It's Duffy's Tavern, the Friday night transcribed feature on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. And now here we go, friends, to Duffy's Tavern with our guest, Shelley Winters, and starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet to eat. Archie, the manager, speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. You sound mad. What's wrong? When you answered the doorbell this morning, you was wearing Mrs. Duffy's bathrobe. Well, what's wrong with that? The milkman kissed you, huh? Well, what happened? Did you slug the guy? Oh, if he's been kissing Mrs. Duffy, he's had punishment enough. You still mad? You think you'll come down here to cool off? Duffy, tonight the tavern ain't no place to cool off. Shelley Winters is coming down. Yeah, Winters is the name, Duffy, but it really should be Summers, you know. The way she raises a guy's temperature. What she look like? I told you about the temperature and... With the sweat pouring down into your eyes, you can't get a good look. She's a very versatile dame, Duffy, you know. She acts on a stage, she's in the movies, and sings in musical comedies, and she's packed to the hilt with talent. Brother, what a hilt. Also, a sensational pair of gams. Yes, sir, with them legs, she's made more successful crossings than Pan American Airways. Well, look, I got work to do, Duffy. I'll call you back. Oh, Yasha! Yasha! Where is that Yasha Penyaslavna?
How do you do?
Tell me, Yasha, did...
Yes?
Did any letters or mail come in today?
Like an avalanche.
Oh. Well, let me see the mail. Hey, these personal letters are mine. They've been opened.
I can read them closed.
Yasha, it might have been personal correspondence from a dame, you know. I don't want you to be reading me private mail.
Okay, my boss. Or may I call you Cuddles?
But opening somebody else's letters, how can you do such a thing?
How?
Yeah.
It's easy. I am holding them over a tea kettle. By the by, here is one letter that I'm thinking you will find extremely interesting.
What, Billy Do from a female admirer?
No, Billy Do overdue from the gas company.
Oh. What does it say?
Unless you pay your bill immediately, you will hear from our attorneys.
Yeah, throw it away. What's the next letter?
From their attorney.
can't scare me into paying their dirty bills. If I don't pay them, what can they do to me? What's the next letter?
It's from Sing Sing.
Well, at last, some social correspondence. Well, it's from my old friend Nitro McNulty.
Oh, what did he say? What does he say?
Let me see. Dear Archie, planning to escape. Meet me outside of main wall in automobile and bring my wife. Signed, Nitro. P.S. Bring along another girl for me. Signed, the warden. Let's get to the next letter. I wonder who this is from.
Man. It's from Peaches Latour, the striptease.
But you didn't open it. How do you know it's from Peaches Latour, the striptease?
The stamp is peeling off.
Give me that letter. Let's see. Hey, I'm wrong. It ain't a letter. It's a Valentine.
A Valentine.
Yeah, let's see. Love to you, my sweetheart mine. Will you be my Valentine?
I'll be yours if you'll be mine. To you from me, from swine to swine.
It does not say that, Yasha. I'm afraid you're just jealous.
Me jealous? Me jealous? I am also having a girl writing me letters.
Writing you letters?
Yes. Every day she is wanting to see me. She is calling me on the telephone. She is writing me letters. Always wanting to see me. Fortunately, I put a stop to it.
How?
I let her see me.
Well, that's one way of killing the goose. Now, let me see. Who could have sent this Valentine? Oh, Miss Duffy.
Yes, Archie.
Miss Duffy, did you send me a Valentine?
Isn't there a name on it?
No, no signature. It's just unanimous. Let me see. Looks like some dame is out to marry me, but she's too ashamed to sign her name.
Archie, you're being silly. A Valentine like that ain't being personal.
What do you mean?
Look at it. It's printed.
Ipso, a marriage license is just printed, too. Facto? Don't tell me about dames. All I ever think about is getting married. Believe me, I made a study of them.
Then how come you keep taking them out?
Research. But they ain't gonna get all odds. Believe me, I've seen too many horrible results from marriage.
Hello, Arch.
Perfect example. Hiya, Finnegan.
Top tip.
Top tip? That's tip-top.
I know, but I'm feeling a little backward today.
Well, that's normal. Let's see. Who could have sent that Valentine?
You got a Valentine, Arch?
Yeah, it seems there's a dame in love with me.
Love?
Yeah, love.
Love?
Well, you know what love is, don't you?
Well, I know it has something to do with dames, but from there on, I ain't too clear.
I'll try to explain it. You see, Finnegan, in biology, there's two kinds of genders, you see. Men and women. I assume you know what marriage is.
Oh, sure. That's what you gotta have before you get a divorce.
Yeah. Well, that's one school of thought. But to put it more succinctly, marriage is, it's sort of a friendship that gets loused up. Now, Finnegan, the point of this talk is I want you to promise me if you ever see a dame getting me in a clutch.
Yeah?
Unclutch me. Break it up. You know, help me use me willpower.
I certainly will, Arch.
Thanks.
You don't think I'm going to let a dame come between us?
Finnegan, old man, how does it feel to be an idiot?
Well, not too bad, Arch. The trouble is the hours are so long.
Leave us quit this nonsense talk now. Now, who could have sent this Valentine? Maybe I better forget about it. Shelley Winters will be coming down here any minute.
Shelley Winters. Humph!
And what's the humph?
Well, not that I want to take anything away from Shelley Winters.
Go ahead, take it away. You need it more than she does.
Is she's been a very lucky girl.
You should be rolling the same pair of dice. And what do you mean, lucky? She's got brains and beauty and talent.
Yeah, but where would that get her if Edison hadn't invented motion pictures?
You call that lucky?
What else? Look, Archie, be honest.
Yeah.
Suppose a movie producer needs a star for a picture, and he has to choose between Shelley Winters and me. Who does he pick?
Shelley Winters.
There you are. It's a 50-50 chance, and she wins. And you don't call that luck? Believe me, one screen test, and I'd have Ray Milland and Clark Gable chasing me, too.
With a baseball bat. You'd have Ray Milland and Clark Gable chasing you. They wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot Louisville slugger. And if you think you're so hot, why don't you try to get into the movies?
What? Have men bothering me morning, noon, and night?
Men bothering you? That's bad?
Frankly, I'm bored with men.
Oh, no. This from a dame that sits in the front row at circuses waiting for a human cannonball to overshoot the mark. Get her bored with men.
Arch, is this dame annoying you?
Yeah, very much.
Well, beat it, Chester. This man has already been spoken for. Say, Arch.
Yeah?
I've been giving quite a lot of thought to what you told me.
You've been giving a lot of thought, huh? Mm. Well, good for you, Finnegan.
Only I forget what it is.
Okay, I'll explain it again. Now, and this goes for you, too, Panyaslavnik. You guys got to help me to keep me willpower, you know. Now, if a dame starts making passes at me, what do you do?
Well, we break it up.
Right. Now, how are you going to do it?
Very simple. I merely say, Madame, I believe you dropped your handkerchief. Then, when she bends over to pick it up...
Yes?
I kick her right in the teeth.
Well... ain't exactly Emily Posty, but at least it'll be effective. Now, let me see this Valentine. Hey, it is. I didn't notice. What's under the heart?
What's under the heart?
Yeah.
The liver.
No, I mean, what's under the heart on this Valentine? It's a poem. Let's see here. Roses are red, licorice is black. Kiss me, sweetheart, and I'll kiss you back. Hey, wait a minute. This proves it. I know who's after me.
Who?
Shelley Winters.
Shelley Winters, are you kidding?
Look, Miss Duffy, this is poetry, ain't it?
Yeah.
Did you ever have a poet named Byron?
Yeah.
Keats?
Mm-hmm.
Did it ever occur to you that there is also a poet named Shelley? And as further proof, just take a look at this word.
What word?
Sweetheart.
Please, this is so sudden.
No.
Please. Miss Slavnik, I'm talking about the word sweetheart in the poem. And Miss Duffy, in the word sweetheart, what's the first two letters?
S-W.
I suppose it's a coincidence that Shelley Winter's initial is also S-W? Finnegan, you better keep your eye on me tonight and... watch that willpower. I'm afraid the dame has interior motives.
Don't worry, Arch. We'll protect you.
I think I'll need it. You know, she's at that dangerous Hollywood age. Between husbands. So don't forget your promise, fellas. The first time you see a gleam in your eye, I want you to quick hop in and frustrate her.
Well, you better put your frustrators on quick, because there she is coming in the door right now.
Oh, brother, look at those. I mean, look at that.
Arch, don't forget. Willpower.
Okay, Finnegan, I'll play it safe. I'll only look her in the face. Yes, sir, I'll bridle me passions. I'll stifle myself. I'll dam up me emotions.
Hello, Archie.
Run for the hills, boys. The dam has burst.
Well, Archie, this is the first time I've ever...
Just a second, Miss Winters. I happen to know how you feel, but I'm sorry. The answer is definitely no.
Well, that's a cool greeting.
Coolness is as coolness does.
Ah, boy, Arch.
Archie, aren't you even going to shake hands?
Oh, well, shake hands, okay, but just a quick one.
All right, then I'll take off my gloves.
What's that?
I'll take off my gloves.
Oh, no you don't, sister.
Thank you, Finnegan.
Say, what's going on here?
Look, Miss Winters, I want you to know that you mean nothing to me.
What?
You heard me. Them soft blue eyes, they mean nothing. That beautiful blonde hair and them lips. Gorgeous figure and them terrific legs. They do nothing to me, see?
Say, boss.
Boss.
Here.
What?
Your eyes, they just popped out of their sockets.
Say, you're cute.
Don't say that.
But you are.
I know, but don't say that.
All right, I won't say it.
You won't say what?
You're cute.
Please, say it again.
Look, cut it out, Shelley. I can see right through you.
What?
I don't mean that. I mean this clumsy attempt to make me jealous. You know, you're just a moth to a flame. Just another one of the bats in me belfry.
Bats in the belfry is right.
Now, please, leave us forget the past and get the conversation back to the drawing room. Now, tell me, what are they talking about in good old... You know, you're quite a dish.
Archie, my face is up here.
Oh, yes. By the way, that dress you're wearing.
Oh, it's really nothing.
You're so right. I must say for you, though, Miss Winters, that with a figure like yours, you don't need clothes. What are people talking about in good old Hollywood these days?
Oh, the same thing. Each other.
Although, I wonder if they still remember me out there. You know, I once starred in a picture for Paramount.
Oh, yes, they're still talking about you.
Yeah, huh? What are they saying?
I don't know. I'm a lady. I always leave the room.
Well, tell me, what pictures you've been making lately?
Well, I just finished a Technicolor picture for Universal.
Well, what's it called?
Frenchie.
It's called Frenchie, huh?
Mm-hmm. Arch, don't forget, your willpower.
Don't worry, I'm just toying with the dame.
By the way, Archie, do you mind if I sit down?
No, sit down on that bar stool. Speaking of the movies...
Archie, this bar stool is rather high.
We keep it that way so the customers won't feel small if they don't buy a second drink. Speaking of movies...
It's so nice to sit down. Oh, these high heels are killing me.
Yeah, they're killing me, too. Speaking of movies...
Archie, do you think these black stockings go well with these shoes?
Black stockings? Yeah, very well. Smoking of spookies... spookies...
Archie, what's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me? Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing that a cold shower couldn't cure.
Quiet, Fanny Slavnik. Miss Winters, speaking of Hollywood, by the way, you got a run in your stock.
Oh, I'll have to fix it.
Can I help you? May I get you a needle and thread, Miss Winters?
Well, that would be very sweet of you, Archie.
Not at all.
In fact, I think you're a very sweet boy.
Really?
And handsome, too.
Honest?
Of course.
Cross your legs and hope to die? cross your legs and hope to die. It's the name of a new book. Speaking of books, have you read any good stockings lately? I mean books.
Oh, yes, I have.
That's nice. Anything new?
Yes.
What?
The new Kinsey report.
That did it. Shelley, I'm a dead duck. May I have the pleasure of your next marriage?
Archie, is this a sincere proposal?
You think these goose pimples is falsies? Of course it's a proposal, so what do you say?
Well, I'll have to think it over.
Well, why? You just told me I was sweet.
Yes.
And handsome.
I'm sorry, Archie, but the man I marry must have a lot of money.
Well, it was nice while it lasted.
No matter what you now take for headache relief, we urge you to try Anacin for the incredibly fast relief these tablets bring the next time you're suffering from a headache. Now, the reason Anacin is so wonderfully fast-acting and effective is this. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven, active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have received envelopes containing Anacin tablets from their own dentist or physician, and in this way discovered the incredibly fast relief Anacin brings from pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. So, the next time a headache strikes, take Anacin for this wonderfully fast relief. Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin at any drug counter in handy boxes of 12 and 30, economical family-size bottles of 50 and 100.
Look, Shelley, you got to marry me.
I'm sorry, Archie, but I can't break a promise.
A promise?
Yes, I promised myself that the next time I got married, it would be for money.
Got to have money, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, I ain't exactly saying that I'm filthy rich, but I ain't exactly saying that I'm filthy poor, neither.
No, it's just filthy.
Thank you. You see, Shelley, if I wasn't rich, you'd think this peasant would insult me.
But if you have so much money, why do you work in a place like this?
Look, Shelley, this tavern is just a hobby with me. You think if I worked here, I could afford to own a Rolls Royce with a mink tail and a radiator cap? Which reminds me, Yasha, take the Rolls Royce down to one of my oil wells and fill it up with diesels.
I'm beginning to be impressed.
You ain't heard nothing yet. Oh, excuse me, the phone. Probably me wealthy stockbroker. Hello? Oh, hello, Whitcomb. Duffy, it's a night. Tell me, Whitcomb, how are all me stocks and bonds on Wall Street? Uh-huh. And what about Consolidated Amalgamated Inc.? Huh? They've incorporated? God, they've done it again. Buy 1,000,000 more shares, and this time, not just them little common ones. Get me the big ones, the preferred. Very good, Whitcomb. And by the way, what happened to Maternity Ward? See? And what about Consolidated Can? Bottom dropped out, huh? Well, in that case, I'll tell you what you do. Buy me 10,000 shares of Social Securities. Thanks, Whitcomb. Well, things seem to be popping in Wall Street.
Yes, it sounds like a real bull market.
Well, now that I've proved how rich I am, can you think of any reason for us not getting married?
No, but I will. Just give me a second. Oh, yes. How about your background?
Huh?
Your family.
Oh, them. Well, Grandpater was also a millionaire, you know. In fact, I shouldn't really talk about our family fortune without giving him credit. You know, he was the original flounder. Started as a poor boy, too. He mayflowered it over here with Grandmama. And they was lucky enough to pick up Pennsylvania at the right price. So I grew up on the estate and went to college.
Oh, what college did you go to?
Well, Dad wanted me to go to Harvard, and Mother wanted me to go to Yale.
What happened?
They compromised. That's when Dad built Princeton. So you see, Shelley, I have both money and background. So what do you say we take me two yachts and start on a little honeymoon?
Two yachts?
Yeah, marked his and hers. Now, leave us quit wasting time, mate. Yosh, if Duffy calls, tell him me and Shelley is on our way down to the little church around the corner, huh?
Little church around the... Oh, no, you don't, sister.
Finnegan, please, stay away from this.
But, Arch, what about your willpower?
I know, but this time I'm really in love.
In love, he says. This is what he is telling all his wives.
Oh, no. Tanya, Slavnik, please, stay away from this.
And Miss Winters, did he tell you he has 12 wives and 48 children?
48 children?
One for every state in the Union.
Oh, this is terrible. And where are the wives?
Standing by for Alaska and Hawaii.
Shelley, please don't listen to them. They're nuts. Can't you tell just by looking at them that they're nuts?
I don't know. Around here, there's no basis for comparison.
Look, everybody, will you shut up and forget that willpower stuff? I'm proud to say that I have conquered me willpower. This dame I want to marry.
You want to marry?
Yeah.
That's where I spent all that dough.
What dough?
The dough I spent on that Valentine.
Oh, no.
Next week, friends, to Duffy's Tavern, the Friday night transcribed feature on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. Brought to you by Chesterfield, the cigarette that has for you mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. The best cigarette for you to smoke. By the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. And by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. Listen tomorrow evening for The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall, the Saturday night feature of the All-Star Festival.
I need to ask myself why I don't feature this series more often, as loaded with great comedy. You just heard Mystery Valentine from the series Duffy's Tavern, which first aired on the evening of Monday, January 26, 1951, on NBC. Next, we're going to hear an episode of Amos and Andy, one of the oldest and most popular series on radio. Amos and Andy began as Sam and Henry in January 1926 and was on the air as Amos and Andy from March 19, 1928 until November 25, 1960. The series starred Freeman Gordon as Amos and as George Stevens the Kingpin and Charles Carell as Andy. Today's episode is titled A Mean Valentine and was first heard at 10 p.m. on Friday, February 16, 1945 on NBC.
Rinso White whistle.
And Rinso means us.
That's right. Rinso gets clothes Rinso White. And Rinso presents the Amos and Andy Show.
With ease.
A Rinso Bright Wash.
With safety.
Whether it's your whitewash or your washable colors, Rinso gets out stubborn dirt fast. Gives you a wash that's a pleasure to hang out on the line. Whitewash? Yes, Rinso White. Washable colors? Yes, Rinso Bright. safely, even after dozens of washings. And ladies, Rinso's great for all your soap and water jobs. With those soapy rich suds in the dishpan, you'll get the biggest pile of pots and pans, plates and platters, shining clean in far less time. And thorough as it is, Rinso's easy on your hands. Get Rinso for dishwashing, for house cleaning, and for a wash that's Rinso white and Rinso bright. And now our stars, Amos and Andy. It's very seldom that Andrew H. Brown takes his feet off the desk long enough to put his hands to work there. But it seems today is one of those rare occasions. At the moment, he has a pencil behind each ear and one in his hand with the figures in front of him. The kingfish has just walked in.
Well, Andy, you're really going after it there.
Yeah, I just finished. And I didn't realize it. But figures don't lie.
Yeah, what you got there, son?
Oh, this is bad, kingfish. Yeah. In 1943, it was 55. In 1944, the figures showed it had dropped down to 22.
Hmm.
And in 1945, things look almost hopeless. The figure's down to 8.
Tell me this. Is that serious, Andy?
Certainly it's serious when a man like me only gets 8 Valentines.
Is that what you figuring out there, Valentine?
Yeah, well, I done sent out 20 Valentines and I only got 8. I has handed out 80% more love than I took in. Romantically, I as in the red, you know that?
Yeah, me and my wife used to send each other Valentine cards before we was married, but we ain't done it since.
Well, even if you were married, you ought to send Valentine. That'd give you all a chance to let each other know that you were still in love.
Oh, yeah. Me and my wife believes in that. The only trouble is we can't stop fighting long enough to go out and get no cards.
Is you fighting again?
Well, she doing the fighting. I just trying to maintain my neutrality. That's all I do.
Same trouble about you getting a job?
Yeah, she give me that, George, will you go to work? George, why don't you get a job? George, will you make some money?
Strange woman, ain't she?
Yeah, she even called me a bum. And you know, Anna, when you come right down to it, there's no difference between me and a man that's retired.
There ain't?
No, you take a man that's retired. The first step, he make himself $1 million. Second step, he quit working and he take it easy. Exactly the same, except I cut out the first step, that's all.
Yeah, well, how did your wife feel about that argument?
Oh, I couldn't use that one on her. What I say to her, I say, honey, I can't get the job, but I can't get the right job. But don't worry, honey, the right one will come along yet. You see, Andy, if I keep trying, I figure the law of average is going to take care of me.
What law is that?
Look, stupid. What does you have to know what it is for? I told you that it takes care of you. Now, that's all you got to know.
Yeah, but you ain't told me how. Is it like the WPA, or is you got to get up out of bed and go down and get your money?
You know, I was exasperated before I started talking to you. Now I double exasperated.
Well, what is the law of average?
All right, dumbhead. If you insist on knowing, I'm going to tell you. The law of average is, let me give you another law. If you throw a rock straight up in the air, now straight up, what happens?
It comes down and pops you on the head.
No, what I mean is, what goes up must come down. There's a magnet in the earth. Now, there's a law too, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know that one. That's the law of gravy.
Not gravy, cavity, that is.
Well, is that what you and your wife is arguing about?
No, the trouble with my wife is she judges me by little things, like not going to work. She never judges me about what's inside of me. No, you know, Andy, it's what's inside of a man that's reporting. The intangible.
The what?
The intangible.
What you mean?
Well, the intangible means, now let me see the best way to explain it to you, which you want, the Webster or the Flunk and Wagner? Now, which you want?
Flunk and who?
And look here, intangible means, let's get back to the law of gravy.
Well, wait a minute. Tell me about the intangible, will you?
Well, let's put it another way. Intangible is something that you can't put your finger on.
Like a hot stove?
No.
Well, look here. Look, if I got a itch in the center of my back and I can't get my finger on it, would that be intangible?
No, no. Now, I'm going to show you where you're wrong. Now, that's just the itch in a bad location. You see, intangible is something that nobody can put the finger on. You see, even if you couldn't put your finger on your itch, I could put my finger on it.
Not if I don't tell you where it is, you can't.
Do me a personal favor. Let's forget about the whole thing.
Yeah, well, where are you going?
I go across the street to the newsstand and pick up a newspaper. I'll be back in just a minute.
All right.
Well, hi there,
King.
Hello there, Amos. Be back in just a minute.
Come on in, son. Come on in. Come on up here.
Yeah. What you doing with all them pencils behind you here there, Andy? You going to work?
Work? You ain't hit about things, is you?
What you mean, Andy? No.
The new law they done passed.
New law?
Oh, boy, you was living in ignorance. Don't tell me you ain't heard about the average law.
No, I ain't heard nothing about it. What is it?
Oh, the law takes care of you now. Suppose you was in bed with your back itching and you can't scratch it.
You mean, I'm sick?
Certainly. You lay in there with the intangibles. I see I gotta explain the whole thing to you.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you're talking about, Andy.
Well, look here. Supposing you standing by a red-hot stove and you throw a rock up in the air. The thing come down and land in the gravy. Yes, what's inside of a man that counts?
You know, Andy, if it was August, I would think that the heat done got to you again. That's what I think.
Well, boys, I just got back to tell you that I'm going home and face the battle.
Yeah, well, give her my love.
What's the matter, Kingfish? Your wife on the warpath again?
What do you mean again, Amos? The only time she off the warpath is when it needs repaving. She's the one that wore it out.
You know, he didn't even send his wife a valentine, Amos.
Oh, I tell you the trouble, though, Amos. My wife claims she done lost respect for me. She claims that everybody in town is asking her when I go into work like other men.
Well, good luck to you when you reach the line of battle.
Oh, I go on home and convince her that she got to have more respect for me than she's been having.
Is that you, George?
Yes, honey. Your baby is home.
I suppose my big, strong husband is home after another hard day's loafing.
No, no. Just went down, picked up a newspaper so I can look through the warrant ads, honey. Any mail?
One letter come there. That is on the table.
Hmm. Just me, huh? Let's see here. Well, look, honey, Valentine. Listen to this, honey. There are men who are strong and men who are sweet. There are men who can do no wrong in every way complete. There are men who work hard and always behave. There are men who are prosperous for money they save. Well, honey, how you like that up to there? I guess you know what the outside world think of me now. Listen a little more here. Listen to this.
Yes, go ahead.
Say here, of these kind of men, I know quite a few. So for a change, I'm sending this Valentine to a lazy, no-good, worthless bum like you, sign unknown friend. Now, wait a minute. Who in the world done had the nerve to send me a Valentine like this?
George, I'm mortified.
Now, wait a minute, you honey.
If that's what the outside world thinks of the man I'm married to, I'm ashamed to face my friend.
Now, honey, look here. But don't you see, though, somebody just trying to make me feel bad. Somebody playing a joke on me.
This ain't no joke. And if this is what they think of my husband, then I think it's high time that you go out from here and get to work and stop embarrassing your wife.
Yeah, but, honey, look here. I is going to work, honey. I keep telling you I is.
When is you going to work?
Well, honey, I'm figuring on going to work next, Well, as soon as I see how the post-war gonna shape up, that's what.
You've been waiting for that since the last war.
Well, now, listen, honey. I don't let a little crazy Valentine like this get you upset.
Upset? Why, I'm ashamed to go out of the house.
Well, now, listen. I'm gonna find out who sent me that Valentine, and I'm gonna knock their block off. Now, look here. Look here, will you? On Large Hall Stationery, Mystic Knights of the Sea. So it must be one of them brothers down there. Maybe I can trace it through the printing in the signature and the printing on the envelope. Listen, I go in the other room, get my overcoat, and I go trail this guy right away.
Okay, George. Well, that Valentine certainly got under old George's skin. I hope it'll make him go out from here and get himself a job. I wonder what he'd say if he knows that I was the one that sent him. George, did you find your coat?
Oh, yeah, honey, I got it, yeah, and I'm almost. my way down now to find out who the person is that sent me that insulting Valentine.
Oh, you is?
Yeah, and listen, I don't want you to get all worked up about the thing neither, honey. Now, I tell you something. I've been analyzing the printing on the envelope, and I done come to one conclusion.
What's that?
It was writ by an idiot.
Let's go back to the lodge hall and hear the Mystic Knights of the Sea Quartet sing Evelina.
Evelina, won't you ever take a shine to that moon? Evelina, ain't you bothered by the bobolinks too? Tell me how long you gonna keep delaying the day? Don't you reckon it's wrong trifling with April this way? Evelina, won't you pay a little mind to me soon? Wake up, the earth is fair, the fruit is fine.
Ah, but what's the use of smelling watermelon clinging to another fellow's vine? Evelina, roll off that vine underneath
mine. So Gabby is my lawyer. I want you to sue the fella that sent me this insulting Valentine if I can find him.
Now, take it easy, Kingfish. Take it easy. Calm down. First thing I got to do is find out if you got a case, if you got a case.
Well, sure I got a case. Just look at the fact. Yeah, my wife was mad with me for not working anyway. Then the Valentine come. Now, if I don't get up enough energy to go out and go to work, she gonna beat my head off.
Oh, wait a minute, Kingfish. Wait a minute. Maybe you have got a case. Maybe you have. Yes, indeed. And now that I reconsider, this comes under the Manpower Commission. The Manpower Commission.
The Manpower Commission? How you figure that?
Well, if you don't get up some power and go to work like a man, your wife gonna put you out of commission. That's Manpower Commission to find your head.
Now, look here, Gabby. I know it was one of the lodge brothers sent me the thing, but suppose I can't find out which one done it. Can I sue the whole lodge? That's what it was.
Oh, no, indeed. Not the whole lodge. Not the lodge. Just the brother that sent it. And we got to find out who that is. Now, let me see the Valentine. Let me see it. Maybe we can analyze it. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, here it is, Gabby. Take a look at it. You ain't read it yet.
Yeah, let me read it. Let me read it. They sure know you, don't they? Now, let me examine the paper. Yeah, it looks like a kind of paper that's made up in Canada in the Canadian paper mills. That's a lead, now. That's a lead.
Made up in Canada, too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Kingfish, now you got to go to Canada to the paper mills. To the paper mills. Find out what stores in the United States have been sold this kind of paper to. This kind of paper. Oh, we really closing in now.
Yeah, now we're getting someplace. What's the next step?
When you get to Canada, they'll tell you that they done sold it in every state in the Union. Every state. So the next step is, forget Canada and try some other method.
Yeah, but as long as we're getting no place, let's keep it local, Gabby. Yeah, I want to ask you one question. I want you to answer me straight. Did you send me that Valentine calling me a lazy, no-good, worthless bum?
Me send you that? I didn't send any Kingfish. I didn't send any cause. If I was going to send you a Valentine, I'd write you a sweet one. Yes, indeed, a sweet one.
Yeah, well, why didn't you send me one then, Gabby?
Because I couldn't think of anything to rhyme with the word stupid.
What'd you want to send me about, Kingfish?
Sit down. Andy Brown, look me in the eye.
What's the matter?
I had some trouble.
Something happened to that law of average?
No, Andy, look me in the eye. Somebody sent me a Valentine saying that I was a lazy, no good, worthless bum. You done it.
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't.
You did.
I did.
You did.
Shows a monotonous conversation we got here.
Yeah, I done put two and two together. It's you.
Well, I knows that you was a lazy, no good, worthless bum, but I ain't sent it to you as no Valentine. I wouldn't be that crazy.
Yeah, well, I'm going to find out who sent the thing. You sure you didn't send it?
Listen, Kingfish, I didn't send it.
Yeah, who you think done it?
Well, somebody with no brains.
Yeah, who would send me a Valentine to my house and make my wife hit the ceiling? Boy, I'm telling you, my wife now, since she done see that thing, won't give me a minute's rest till I get a job. Who would have done a thing like that?
Well, you look for somebody that ain't got no brains. Some dumb clunk. Somebody that don't know they is alive. Some stupid guy.
Hello, everybody.
There's your man.
Lightning, come here.
Yeah, sit down, Lightning.
Hi, Arthur.
Lightning, you was trapped. Now, one of the brothers sent me a valentine saying that I was a lazy, no good, worthless bum.
That sure was nice of him to remember you.
Listen, Lightning, Valentine's Day has got you in a lot of trouble, you know it. Now, admit it.
I admit it got me in trouble. You see, I forgot to send my wife a valentine.
Well, did you send the kingfish one?
No, sir.
Lightning, take that pen out of that potato there on the desk and dip it in the ink.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're doing. You got him cornered.
Here's a piece of paper.
Yeah, sir.
This'll tell the story.
Now, Lightning?
Yeah.
Oh, this is good as fingerprints, you know that?
Oh, I knew it. I was going to trap him.
Oh, sure, you got him.
What do you want me to do?
Lightning, I want you to print your name on that piece of paper. Print it.
Yeah, sir. My name, Lightning. How you spell that?
Oh.
With Rinso, in your tub or washer, you'll find wash day lots easier.
I'll say it is.
And how?
And why? Those soapy rich Rinso suds get out stubborn dirt fast. No back-breaking rubbing or scrubbing. Not with Rinso. Just as little as a 10-minute soak. Then a few quick finger rubs on extra dirty places and rinse. And if you're lucky enough to have a washer, it takes as little as a 5-minute run per load.
So much quicker.
You said it.
And ladies, what a wash you turn out. Your white table linens, men's shirts, sheets, and pillow slips all come dazzling Rinso white. You know. Your loveliest washable colors, pretty printed house dresses and aprons, blouses, all come safely Rinso bright. That's, Yes, you'll get a wash that any woman would be mighty proud to hang out on the line.
A honey of a wash. A dream of a wash.
And Rinso's economical, too, because those peppy, soapy-rich suds are long-lasting. Try Rinso next wash day.
Sending yourself a card, huh? That's one way to get a nice one.
Oh, it's the best way. You want to see the beauty I got for myself on my birthday. What a surprise. You know, I sent myself a present, too.
A present, huh? That's nice.
No, it wasn't. I didn't get what I was hoping for.
Well, now, never mind this stuff, Shorty. In my case, it ain't only getting the insulting Valentine that I'm mad at. It's the misery that's caused me.
Yeah, the misery?
Yeah, the fella calling me a bum. Agreed with my wife's opinion of me. Now she's mad and ready to walk out on me. What would you call a fella like that who would make my wife want to leave me?
He's a pal.
Hell, nothing. I love my wife. Shorty, I got to find out the fella that sent me that Valentine. I ain't going to sleep a wink till I find him.
That's going to be tough on you, King Fish. I remember one time when something was bothering me, I didn't sleep for 4 days.
4 days? You must have been exhausted.
Yeah, it would have even been worse if I hadn't slept nights.
Since you ain't the one to send the Valentine, Shorty, I got to get going and catch the fella.
Yeah, how you figuring on doing it, Kingfish?
Oh, like a real detective, Shorty. Mm. Fingerprints, handwriting, and everything else. I done already got me a book about Sherlock Holmes. Yeah, I going to use the exact same methods that he done used.
Oh, then you want to catch him all that, because Sherlock Holmes sure is a great detective. He's the most famous detective that never kissed that. Sherlock Holmes, he's about the best. He's the best. I like Dick Tracy.
And I tell you that I was at the end of my rope. Yeah, now for 2 days I've been trying to nab the fella that sent me to Valentine, and I just can't find the big bum.
Yeah, well, what about that book on Sherlock Holmes you done bought? Didn't that help you none?
No, I done lost faith in the man.
How come?
Well, it seems that most of the work is done in Scotland Yard. A man can't afford an office. He ain't got no business working in the yard. I don't want nobody like that.
Well, I agrees with you 100%, Kingfish. What you gonna do now?
Yeah, well, I don't know what I can do. If I don't find a fella to send me to Valentine and make him admit it to my wife that it was just a joke, she ain't gonna never respect me no more. Yeah, that Valentine got her believing that nobody would have me working for him.
Yeah, you was in a mess, all right, Kingfish. You ain't never gonna get Sapphire to respect you no more.
Yeah, and that really hurt, man, because I love that woman. The only thing that can save me now is a miracle. Andy, let's just pray that something happens.
Well, Kingfish, I is really rooting for you.
Good morning, honey.
Why, George, what are you doing up at 9 o'clock in the morning?
Well, I tell you, honey, just out to show you that I ain't as lazy as you think I is. By the way, I ain't been able to find that idiot who sent me to Valentine. But believe me, whoever he is, he don't know the real me. That Valentine ain't the opinion of my friend.
I'm sure it ain't, George. A letter come for you this morning, and I opened it. And, George, I was so wrong about everything I said about you.
Wait a minute. What letter you done open now, honey? Wait a minute.
I'll read it to you, honey. It's from the Johnson Lumber Company. It says, "Dear Mr. Stevens, your name has been submitted to us as a man capable of handling our sales department, and we would like to have you represent us. Please call upon us at your convenience. Very truly yours, the Johnson Lumber Company." Oh, George, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Let me see that. I'm kind of proud of myself here. Let me see it, honey. Let me see
it. Here it is, George. See, yeah. From the Johnson Lumber Company.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a big company.
Yeah.
And they're going to put you in charge of their whole sales department.
Oh, honey, this is great. I'm sure glad to written me this thing here. Oh, that's sure you, honey. Now, you see there, does you have respect for me now?
Oh, darling, how can you even ask? Come sit down a minute, George, will you?
What do you mean?
Just sit right here. You remember we used to have a little talk together now and then, and we called it a truth party.
Yeah, a truth party, I remember.
You know, we used to talk for 5 minutes, and we'd both tell each other the truth, and only the truth.
Yeah, I remember them 5-minute truth parties, yeah.
Let's have one now, George.
What's
that? I got something to tell you. Oh. Things turned out so good, I just got to tell you.
Okay, honey, shake hands on it.
Right. Now listen, George. You know the Valentine you got that you said must have been wrote by an idiot?
Yeah.
Well, I'm the idiot.
What? You sent a Sapphire? How could you
well,
do
now,
that?
Well, now, wait a minute,
I know,
George.
But that ain't fair.
Wait, hold everything. Now, George, you remember that's one of the things we promised each other. We would never get mad during one of these truth parties.
Yeah, that's right. We can't get mad. Well, in that case, honey, I got something to tell you.
Well, what is it, darling?
You know that letter I just got from the Johnson Lumber Company?
Yes.
Well, I, the Johnson Lumber Company.
Amos and Andy will be back in just a moment. Yes, ma'am. A Rinso wash is something to whistle and ring bells about.
Rinso white.
For a wash that's white as it can be. Rinso bright.
B-R-I-G-H-T.
Yes, Rinso keeps your colors bright. Get out more dirt for a wash so white. Here's great advice, you can't go wrong.
Rinso white.
Rinso bright. Happy little wash day song.
Use Rinso for a Rinso white wash with ease, a Rinso bright wash with safety. And now, here are Amos and Andy.
What is these truth parties you talk about, Kingfish?
Well, for 5 minutes, me and my wife tells each other the truth, and neither one of us is allowed to get mad.
Yeah, well, when'd you have this 5-minute truth party?
We started at exactly 12 o'clock noon today.
Oh, that's great. How'd you come out?
At 12:06, she smacked me with a vase.
At this same time, when the makers of Rinso will again present the Amos and Andy Show. This program is broadcast to our armed forces all over the world. This is Harlow Wilcox saying goodnight to all of you from all of us and reminding you that the letters you send to your serviceman overseas are your only way of bridging the miles between you. He looks forward to those letters, and when there's no mail from home, he's blue and home seems far away. Now, he'd much rather have short, frequent letters than the long letters that come few and far between. Don't put off writing. Write often. Short, cheerful V-mail letters. There's plenty of room on a V-mail form for 200 handwritten words or 500 typewritten words. You can pack those words with longed-for news about family and friends, about familiar places and familiar things. And V-mail is private. Make your letters overseas frequent. Send them V-mail, the surest form of overseas mail. It's mild and gentle, yet it gets you extra clean. That's Lifebuoy. A daily bath with Lifebuoy gives you all-over lasting protection against B.O. Just hop into a Lifebuoy bath, and you can be sure that you'll get protection that lasts. Yes, it's swell to be extra clean. Lifebuoy clean. Remember, Lifebuoy is the only soap especially made to stop
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
I hope you enjoyed that great Valentine's Day comedy. That was Amos and Andy, Mean Valentine, which was first heard on the evening of Friday, February 16th, 1945 on NBC. I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast of Old Parlor Radio. If you'd like to get in touch with me, here's how you can do it. You may email me at opr@telus.net. Telus is T-E-L-U-S. Or you may write to me at Old Parlor Radio, 2880 15th Avenue, Prince George, B.C., Canada, Victor 2 Mike, 1 Tango 1. Oh, and man, don't forget that Valentine's Day is February 14th, so if you have a loved one, don't forget to get her something special. From the CFAS Studios in Prince George, I'm Corey Walker. Have a great week, and happy Valentine's Day.